Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
praises to our God. Welcome you all back to a Wednesday Bible study. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to be back in this place to receive. We thank God for divine position so that we can receive in the name of Jesus Christ. You all, we're going to continue on as we are. Our study of lesson is about marine demons and other animal spirits, as we were covering it on last week. For those of you who are just now tuning in with us this Wednesday and did not have an opportunity to be with us last Wednesday, you can always go back. Everything we do here on this line is archived so that you're able to go back and listen in if you miss anything so that you can catch up. Amen. So we just thank God for another opportunity to be here to receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If it's your first time with us in Bible study, we do have a part in our Bible study where we open up the lines for comments or any questions that you may have. And those of you all that are online that are listening in, you have to email those questions over to us. Amen. And we'll get those answered at our next Bible study for you. Or you can call in at 855-277-9213 and ask any questions or give any comments that you may have. Our email address is thepreacherandthepastor@gmail.com. Let us pray as we get ready to enter into our study on tonight. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that you've given us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for life, hope, and strength that cometh from you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you bestowed upon us. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Father God, we come on today, oh God, to be changed, oh God, by your word. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll open up the understanding, oh God, on tonight so that we can receive great and mighty for you, oh God, that we will apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you allow the scriptures, oh God, and every word, oh God, on tonight to take root and manifest in our actions, oh God, that we will not, hallelujah, we will not operate in spiritual blindness or spiritual ignorance, amen, that we will not operate blindly, oh God, hallelujah, when it comes to things of the enemy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that the revealing on tonight of all the tactics, every scheme, net system that the enemy is using will be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, amen. We come against every hindering spirit, amen. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, worry right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that this deliverance is permanent, amen, and we operate with the goodness of the Lord, the excellency of the Lord our God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. We give it all over to you right now, amen, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, and we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome everybody to Bible study. Hallelujah. We're going to start off in the book of Job, chapter 26, verses 5 through 6. That's Job, chapter 26, verse 5 through 6. We're talking about the waters, how they're connected to the underworld. Amen. The waters and how they're connected to the underworld. When we look in the book of Job, chapter 26, verse 5 and 6, it says, the dead tremble, those under the waters and those inhabiting them. Sheol is naked before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And destruction has no covering. So when we know that Sheol means the grave. We know that Sheol means the grave. So it is important to understand that Bildad, not God, was calling man a worm. So when we look in the scriptures, see, there are large chasms and trenches under the oceans. There are also spiritual entities that rule these regions. So when we read the scripture here in the book of Job, chapter 26, 5 through 6, not only shows us that Sheol, you all, is under, hallelujah, under the water, it's under the sea, amen, but also names one of its inhabitants, you all, Abdon, who is naked with no covering before the Lord. So in describing remote places where a fugitive, hallelujah, I hope you all can hear me good, hallelujah, in describing remote places, excuse me, where a fugitive may hide from God, the prophet Amos says, though they dig into Sheol, and though they conceal themselves from my sight on the floor of the sea, from there I will command the serpent, and it will bite them. So if you go into the book of Amos, chapter 9, Chapter 9, verse 2 to 3, and you can read it for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you all an opportunity to get there. Hallelujah. That, again, that's chapter 9, Amos, chapter 9. Okay. And it's going to be verses 2 to 3. It says, though they dig into hell, From there my hand shall take them. Though they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. And then verse 3 says, and though they hide themselves on top of Carmel, from there I will search and take them. Though they hide from my sight at the bottom of the sea, from there I will command the serpent, and it shall bite them. So we see it here in Scripture, you all, and understanding how this works. Excuse me. So you all, Godhead, Kipple says, in the Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, Sheol or Hades signifies the dark. So the realm of the dead, which is set beneath the ocean and which confines indiscriminately, you all, behind its portals. If we look in the book of Ezekiel 28:8, and I give you all the time to get there. I want to move too fast. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 8. I hope everyone remembers that we are on 8 o'clock now for Bible study instead of 7 o'clock. And since we're on a little bit late, I try not to hold you all too long. I'm telling us to get up really early in the morning. It's a temporary change for us. We'll soon go back to our 7 o'clock. But as of now, thank you all for, you know, being with us on tonight with the time change. So hopefully everybody else will get on the time that we're on right now. You know, just a little while, just want to make sure we're not missing. But if they do, if you miss, remember that everything is archived. You can always go back and hear it for yourself. Amen. So we're going to the book of Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 8. It says, and then I'm at the New King James Version, I'm sorry. New King James Version, verse 8 says, they shall throw you down into the pit, and you shall die the death of the slain in the midst of the seas. Excuse me. So, brother shows that the pit, you all, hell, Sheol, and the underworld are connected to the sea. They shall throw you down in the pit, and you shall die the death of the slain in the midst of the seas. Hallelujah. My God, my God. See, the gates of the entrance to Sheol, Hades, you all, are under the sea. We have shown in before when we went through this topic, if you all were with us from the beginning of here, the physical and the natural disturbances at these gates, entrance comes from the spiritual warfare being waged there for the souls of humanity. Marine spirits are connected to Sheol or Hades, which lies under the sea. Jonah, as we know, was swallowed by a great fish and taken to the depths of the sea. He called this place the belly of hell. You can go to Jonah chapter 2 and 2 and read for yourself. So he went down to the bottom of the mountain. There are mountains, y'all, under the sea. God brought Jonah up from the pit, which is corruption. My Lord, my God, which is corruption, you all. Jesus uses, hallelujah, to illustrate his, you all, descendant into hell. So Jesus, amen, you with me? Descended into hell. Hallelujah. We look at the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. My Lord, my God. 12, verse 40. The Bible says in verse 12, chapter 12, verse 40, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be there 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So we see it here in Scripture. Again, it's Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. God knows what is in the deep, you all. He breaks up the depths through his knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. We go to the book of Proverbs 3 and 20. Proverbs 3 and 20. And like I said, we're going a lot of places tonight. Proverbs, you can write it down. Proverbs 3:20. And I know some of you all are online, so I know Sister Dillard is online, so she can't read for us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:20. Give everybody an opportunity to get there. That's the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 20. All right, the Bible says, by his knowledge, the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. So the deepest parts of the earth are the Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico Trench and the Mariana Trench. The Puerto Rican Trench lies under the Bermuda or the Devil's Triangle at 27,500 feet, and the Mariana Trench lies under the Devil's Sea off the island of Guam. As well, you say Guam, G-U-A-M, at 36,198 feet. So the deep places of the earth are in God's hand. Amen. When we look in the book of Psalm 94:4, if you go with me, 94:4, the book of Psalms 95:4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny, you got 95:4 over there? Huh? 95:4. Psalms 95:4 says, in his hands are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also. So huge cannons, y'all, continue out under the ocean at mouth of the Hudson, Delaware, and St. Lawrence and Congo rivers. Geographically speaking, the gates of Shiloh with the shortest corridors, y'all, to inner earth would be under the seas, particularly as its greatest depths. That's something you may have heard before. Like we hear there's mountains under the sea. How many of y'all knew that there are mountains under the sea? Did you know that, Bill? Yeah, mountains. You know, there's lakes and rivers that's under the sea. There's another. I was watching the Geographic Channel, and it was showing all the different things that are under the sea. Like even another lake that runs up under the sea in the water. There's even a park that's under the water, like literally like under the water. Hills, other sea, other rivers flowing in the water in the deep, in the depths of it. So it's so much that we have not laid our eyes to or have knowledge of, but it is still true and it's true and factual that it does exist. Amen. See, I want you to understand, God knows what is in the deep. He knows what is in the deep. Amen. So as we move on, we're going to talk about here the spirits that are represented by the sea creatures. So we have different sea creatures that represent different spirits, you all. There are many spirits that are represented by sea creatures, including the spirits of lust and perversion. See, it is the nature of these spirits to remain secret and hidden. They are often hard to discern and detect. So many of these spirits have the form of sea serpents, fish, amphibians, you all, crocodiles, crabs, squids, frogs, eels, and other creeping things. There are also spirits that look like half fish and half man. You heard of it, mermaids and other hybrids, you all. This is because these spirits seek to intermingle with men in corrupt society. When I was in Africa, there were a lot of stories that was told to me about the sea and how these spirits and people, they've been in the form of a human, they'll come out the sea and they'll be in a van and they'll come out the water. Like, literally, they will see the cars will come out the water and they will lurk at night and they will seduce the people of the town. And so when I did go to the beach there, the water was so corrupt. I've never seen a water like that. And it just kept coming in and coming in and coming in to move the people back and back. And I left. I mean, I've never seen anything like that where the water looked like it was bubbling and coming in more and coming in more. So, you all, there are spirits, you know, we talk about marine spirits, amen? So we have to cast out many mind-binding and mind-controlling spirits that have a form of squid or an octopus. See, these spirits have tentacles that wrap around the minds of people, hindering them from thinking clearly. These spirits cause much confusion and keeping people from seeing the truth.
See, these are powerful spirits that often require fasting to break. And it's come a time right now, in the time that we're living in, that fasting and prayer is very necessary. It is very necessary because these are powerful spirits that often require fasting, hallelujah, and prayer. If you know anything about Rahab and Levithan, we talked about that before here in our Bible study. Levithan and Rahab are Satan's seed patrols, you all. Rahab has helpers. See, these are spiritual entities that work under him. Levithan and Rahab are proud entities. The first two mentions, you all, of Levithan are found in the book of Job, chapter 3 and verse 8. See, we discussed the spirit through thirdly, you all, before. If you go back to our previous Bible studies, you will understand and know if you weren't on during those times, understanding what was taught at that time. Rahab's proud is listed for the first two times, you all, in the book of Job in chapter 9 and in the book of Job in chapter 26. But God's deliverance of Israel came through breaking Rahab's power and drowning Pharaoh in the Red Sea. See, God has promised to smite Levithan in the sea. If you go to the book of Isaiah 27 and 1 and read it for yourself, Isaiah 27 and 1. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines if you have any questions here shortly. Isaiah 27 and 1. Isaiah 27, verse 1 says, In that day, the Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Levithan, the fleeing serpent, Levithan, the twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. So we see in the book of Isaiah 27, verse 1. God is angry with these entities operating from the waters, and he will judge them. The proud entities must bow to the power of God. Amen. We can release God's judgment and anger against them. Hurricanes are caused by spiritual warfare between forces of evil and good. See, one of Satan's rulers, Levithan, is said to make the deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a foaming pot of ointment. If you go with me to the book of Job 41 and 31, so you can read it for yourself, the book of Job 41 and 31. 41 and 31. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A lot of people say, I don't understand it, but it's real and it's existing. You all, we're in a spiritual warfare. We were born into a spiritual warfare. When you decide to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, you entered into that warfare. Amen. 41 and 31, I'm going to read from the New King James Version, you all. 41 and 31, the Bible says, he makes the deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. So we see it here in Scripture. We'll talk a little about, as we move forward, flying fish and birds that swim, you all. Much spiritual warfare has been done concerning spiritual wickedness that resides in the heavens. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. We know this from the book of Ephesians 2 and 2. See, the marine kingdom has often been ignored, but there is a connection between the two realms. The marine kingdom lends strength and support to the heavenly kingdom. Birds fly in the heavens. Some evil spirits are represented by unclean birds that fly. See, there is a connection between birds and water. The kingdoms of darkness in the heavens are the connected to the marine kingdom. The waters and birds are mentioned in the same verse you all in Genesis. Some birds live in water, dark, and the heaven, both unclean birds. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 18, and see for yourself, and just, I mean just saying it, see for yourself in Deuteronomy. So you going over? Deuteronomy 14, hallelujah, and verse 18, hallelujah. Give you time to get there. 14 and 18, hallelujah. New King James Version, again, that's the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 18. The Bible says, dark, the heron, after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bats. So we see it here in Scripture. They are flying fish and birds that swim. Birds, you all, depend upon water to live and migrate. Bird migrations, you all, follow river and water courses. Major courses are called wetlands, and these are places where birds migrate and reproduce. This natural illustration shows a connection between the heavenly kingdom and the marine kingdom. Amen? So at this time, if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to ask, or you'd like to make a, you like to give a, you want to give a comment on what's being taught tonight, please press 1. Hallelujah. We'd like to hear from you. If you're online, if you call in, we definitely want to hear your comment or question that you may have so far about the lesson. Any questions are coming? No? Okay. I just asked the pastor, and if he have any questions or comments he wanted to make tonight. Amen. I thank you all for working with me, coming in from work, both of us, and getting right on to Bible study. So we thank God for the strength to be able to be in position. Amen. All right, so we'll just move on since no one has any questions or comments. You all, God judges the world. We go to the book of Revelation. If you go over to the book of Revelation with me, chapter 8. Oh, let's see if someone messaged in a question. Hold on for a second. Okay, just trying to see. So, Adela, if you have any questions or comments while you're online, I'm not sure what's going on with the system, you can actually text it to me, and I'll try to answer it. Or if you have any comments, you can text it over to me. Or anyone that's online and has my direct number, you can text it over to me, and we'll answer those questions for you. I'll give the comment. So, again, we got to look at the book of Revelations, chapter 8, you all. Revelations, chapter 8. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 8, verse 10 through 11. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm going to be reading again from New King James Version. Revelation chapter 8, verse 10 through 11, you all. It says, then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers, and on the springs of water. Amen. Verse 11 says, the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. We see this in, this is, again, this is Revelation chapter 8, verse 10 through 11. And if you go over to chapter 16 with me in verse 4, 16, verse 4 through 5, hallelujah, 4 through 5, the Bible reads, then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water saying, you are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. So we are living in the day in which God is exposing this realm of Satan's kingdom. Marine spirits are being judged and cast out. Their control over families, cities, and nations will be broken. Amen? Salvation comes as a result of breaking the powers of the marine spirit. If we go back over to the book of Psalm, you all, Psalm chapter 74, the book of Psalm 74, verse 12 through 15, hallelujah. 74, let's look at Psalm 74, 12 through 15. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 74, 12 through 15, for God is my king from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness, my Lord, my God. You broke open the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty waters. Again, that's Psalm 74, 12 through 15. God, you all, is mightier and higher than the floods and waves. God's kingdom rules over all. God will establish his authority over the secret and hidden, hallelujah, marine kingdom. There is nothing hidden from the Lord. Amen. He discovers the deep things out of darkness. And we see this in the book of Joel 12:22. The dark deep is as the light to the Lord. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Evil cannot hide from God. Marine spirits and their operations are not hidden from his eyes. Amen. God rules the raging of the seas. Amen. The sea was created to praise the Lord, not to be ruled by demons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go to Psalm, we're in the book of Psalms. You go to Psalm 98:7-8 with me. 98:7-8. The Bible says, let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know I'm on here by myself tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Are you with me, Pastor Lynn? Hallelujah. Amen. Huh? Amen. He will ride out you all rebellion from the waters. Although Satan desires to rule every part of God's creation, God has ultimate, you all, the ultimate authority. In his name are the deep places of the earth. The sea is his, and he made it. The only right Satan has is that which is given to him by man. He doesn't have anybody unless we give it to him. All demons operating in the waters must submit, you all. They must submit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They must submit, you all, to lordship of Jesus. God keeps the waters from overflowing the earth. According to Joel 28:11, he has set a boundary for the sea. God shuts up the sea with doors. Amen. This shows God's authority and power over the marine kingdom and marine spirits. Overflowing floods represent breaking boundaries, you all, which is rebellion. Marine spirits are proud and rebellious. They seduce and motivate people to sin and engage in acts of rebellion. By his understanding, God smites, breaks, and defeats this rebellious and proud class of demons. The book of Revelation, you all, reveals God's judgment on the waters. It shows us the advance and final victory of the kingdom of God. Jesus came to announce and preach the kingdom. This was an announcement of the end, hallelujah, for Satan and his kingdom. See, the kingdom has, you all, it has been advancing since Jesus announced it. So this Satan's kingdom, including that which is in the which is in judgment, will come. We have access and has and assigned. We have authority, you all, to ask the Lord to release the angels he has assigned to the waters to activate our judgment upon the marine kingdom of darkness. So we have power, amen, to speak to it. Hallelujah. To speak to that storm. Amen. I remember my husband it was raining, and do you remember the time and it was coming, it was starting to rain? Do you remember? And it was pouring and you spoke to it, you told it to go and go over there and it stopped and it went. But you gotta believe you have that kind of power and authority that God has given us to speak to it. And it shall go. Amen. When I was a kid, you always hear people say, rain, rain, go away, come back another day. And with little kids, guess what? We believe when we did that the rain would go away. When you have that kind of childlike faith to believe, when you say something, believe it, God's going to do it, and you don't have no doubt. We would do it all the time and believe if we said that rain, rain, go away, come back another day, it would stop and go. Amen? So we got to understand we have a power of God to speak to it. It's being revealed. God is revealing these things. Now that we've been blind to for so long. Hallelujah. You all, the two prophets in Revelation have power over the waters to turn them into blood. Revelation 11:6 shows us this. Moses turned the river into blood. And this, you all, this was a judgment against Egypt and their water gods. The tsunamis are another manifestation of God's judgment upon nations and regions that have yielded to marine spirit. God uses the waves to execute his judgments against idolatry and false religion. You all, judgments can come upon the marine kingdom and people who are in the covenant with these spirits. You got to understand, you got people that are in covenant with these spirits, the deep symbol that God treasures. We decree and declare according to Psalm 77 and 16, God treads, hallelujah, God treads upon the waves of the sea, amen? We can tread upon serpents and scorpions. We can also tread upon sea serpents and over all the power of the enemy. We can trample the dragons under our feet, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, many cities are influenced and controlled by marine spirits. Like when these spirits are challenged, bound, and judged, great salvation will occur. See, their main assignment is to keep multitudes from receiving salvation. See, many coastal cities are strongholds of crime, drugs, perversion, pride, and rebellion. But Jesus fulfilled and conquered all things, you all, through his descent and ascent. Amen? According to Ephesians 4, 9 through 10, and we'll go to it tonight. We're going to close out with the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. Ephesians, chapter 4, hallelujah. Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. Again, thank you all tonight for being with us. Thank you all again tonight for being with us. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 9 through 10, now this, he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fulfill all things. Amen. So we see here Jesus descended to the lower parts of the earth. Hell is beneath the earth and beneath the seas. Jesus descended into hell that he might seal all things. All realms are now subject to his power and authority. This includes the deep. God's judgment upon Satan and his kingdom come through the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You all, we're going to wrap up right here. We're going to open up the lines for any questions or comments tonight. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Any questions or comments, please press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm giving everybody a chance. If anybody has any questions or comments, please press 1. Okay. Amen, Sister Connie. Give me 1 second. I'm going to open up the line. God bless you, Sister Connie. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, everyone. It was a good lesson, very good lesson tonight. I learned a lot, and I also did not know that there were mountains in the water.
Oh, yeah. When you get phone, you can Google it, too. You can Google and see for yourself.
Yeah, so that was a new, that was another new one for me. But I learned some other good things also. So, yes, it was a very good lesson tonight.
Amen. We thank God for the lesson on tonight. Amen. And also, other seas, up under the other, like rivers up under the water as well. They have a whole park underwater. You see all the trees and stuff that's underwater?
Wow.
Yep, it's a lot. It's a lot we ever laid eyes to. It's a whole, what do you call it, a whole another living habitation? Can you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a whole, when you get a chance, just Google it until you'll be surprised at everything that's underwater that we, you know, we have yet to lay our eyes to. So thank you so much for the comment. It's kind of, thank you for joining us. I know you work hard. I saw you this morning leaving work. When I was coming in, you were leaving out. I said, look at Miss Connie. You can get out of this. All right. Right. Well, thank you so much, Miss Connie. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank Miss Connie for coming. There's so much that, you know, as we're learning, and I love Bible study. It gives me an opportunity, you all as well, to receive in the name of Jesus. So it's just, I love Bible study and being able to have this opportunity with so much, you know, study material lessons to give and to receive as well. And so, amen. So we get back together next week, you all, Wednesday. We're going to continue on. We should be through with this
lesson and study here in a couple of weeks. But we'll be talking about the deliverance from marine spirits. How do we get delivered from this? You know, marine spirits are very wicked, and God has a special hatred for them, and he desires to deliver those who are controlled by these spirits. So next week we're going to talk about deliverance from marine spirits. So make sure that you tune in or come on in to Bible study, a nice homework to Bible study. We'll be right here, be in the position in the name of Jesus Christ. So if no one has any more questions or comments, Sister Dennis, a good study tonight. We thank you, Sister Dennis, for being online, miss hearing your voice in Bible study and reading for us. But we know that everything will work itself out. Not sure what happened this time around with the lion all of a sudden. But the devil is a lion. The truth ain't never been in him. But we just thank God again for this opportunity. So let us pray as we leave and then with the presence of God. Father God, we thank you again for this opportunity, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that all that we've learned tonight, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, hallelujah, that you restore our mind, Lord God, restore our memory, Lord God, so that we can, hallelujah, that we will not slip, Lord God, that we will always refer to your word in the lesson, Lord God, in our life, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough again, and we thank you. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to save us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us, amen. We thank you for the finished work on the cross, that we can't be delivered and set free. And we decree and declare that we are right now here in this hour. We are delivered and set free, and we shall be all the days of our life, for you are our Lord and Savior. We just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father God, we leave this line, but never your presence. Lord, I ask that you touch every heart and mind, Father God. Bring peace to every home, Father God. Strengthen, oh God, all that's on the line today, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask that you divinely intervene and turn every situation around for our good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, as we lay down on tonight, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would touch our hearts, oh God. Oh Lord, let restoration come, oh God. Let peace come, let healing come. Amen. Let deliverance come. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we love you and we need you every day, all day long. Hallelujah. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all again. Thank you all for being here tonight. Remember, we're at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, you all, for the next few months. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. God loves you more. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. See y'all back here on Saturday at 12 noon or Sunday at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna hear him say, oh, one time,
get there on a great day. But when I get